Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wing Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I will discuss Hillview condos. Really, will lose money? I know some of you here will say, this place is very ulu. Some say as ulu as Yishun, Punggol to Changi. Some even say buying the property here will lose money big time. Is that really true? Having sold properties here since the 2010s, I've seen prices appreciate by leaps and bounds, especially so after the announcement of the Downtown Line more than a decade ago. I personally witnessed the transformation of this place with my own lenses. Here, without further ado, let's dive straight into the numbers. From the early 1940s to the late 1980s, Hillview was an industrial estate with factories such as Old Ford Motor Factory and Cycle and Carriage Car Assembly Plant and others. Today, only the Old Ford Motor Factory remain. The rest of the factories were subsequently acquired by property developers. Hong Leong Holding and CDL were one of the largest landlords back then. There was also public housing flats built by HDB around 1979 at the north end of Hillview with a community centre, a wet market and a hawker centre. All these were demolished in 2005 when HDB announced SERS to relocate all those affected to Goodview Garden in Bukit Batok. Today, Hillview is now an affluent private residential enclave, composed of condominiums and landed properties. There are more private properties here in recent years, as it is well served by shopping malls such as Hillview 2, the Hillview Community Club, and Minis Walks to Hillview MRT Station, which opened in 2019. In my opinion, the opening of the Downtown Line was a game changer for this sleepy and ulu estate. When private property buyers are priced out of Bukit Timah or Lakko, they will usually go outwards. In this case, Hillview Estate, or commonly known as Gao Go, with its freehold and 999 years tenure, seems the most ideal location. In recent years, there are more GLA sites that are awarded in the Hillview area, which form part of District 33. I'll be analysing both landed to private condos, from freehold to 999 years one. What better way to assess its performance than looking into landed transactions? This is a place that I'm super familiar with. I have transacted many landed properties in this area from Jalan Gumilang to Jalan Dermawang. I don't wish to say I'm a landed expert, but I love selling landed properties because of their unique characteristics, and I'm a firm believer that landed properties will hold their value very well over time. Since landed properties are not homogeneous, some are original condition, some need to do A&A, some are rebuilt. It will not be fair just to look into their past transactions. Hence, I will evaluate their performance using overall price movement over time with other districts. I will use only freehold or 999 years resale transaction so that our result can be more consistent. The line in orange is the performance of landed properties in District 23. Prices have increased by the stunning 51% from 2014 to 2024. Can you believe this? This is in contrast to landed properties in District 10. They only fare 35%. Really, I never bluff you. If you don't believe me, you can do your own research. As for another far-flung location in the Far East, just to give it some context, District 16, which comprises Upper East Coast, fare 41% only. This means prices in District 23 have outperformed the rest by easily 10 to 16%. Are you all surprised by the results? This is really true. Back then, in 2017, I recall I sold a very original landed terrace that measured 2,200 square feet at 2.25 million. That was like 1113 per square feet based on land area. I can still recall that buyer was a young guy. He walked in from the outside all the way to the backyard, see for 5 minutes and give an offer. That's it. What I knew later was that the house was torn down and rebuilt. It was subsequently sold with a huge profit in just 5 years. To date, I believe the real buyer behind that transaction was related to a property legend that passed on most recently. Talking about having foresight in the property industry. Today, the same house will easily fetch close to $3.5 million. Come, let's compare the condo transactions. Again, I will use freehold and 999 years tenure resale transaction only, as new home transactions in recent years are mainly 99 years. They may skew the overall data due to its higher per square feet. The line in orange is the performance of condo in District 23. Prices have increased by 52% from 2014 to 2024. This is in contrast with condos in District 10, where they only fare 32%. Serious, numbers don't lie. As for District 16, it fare 41%. What does all this tell us? Obviously, District 23 freehold and 999 condo outperform. So next time, when you have doubters that say Hillview condo cannot make it, please kindly share my video with them. Anyway, I've seen prices move up so much. I recall back in 2016, I was marketing a Hume Park 1 condo. This unit was a 3-bedroom condo on freehold tenure. Unfortunately, it was facing a retaining wall. Yes, an unsightly retaining wall. No views. Back then, the market value was only 1.3 million or only 970 per square feet. I still recall I begged many people to buy. I say the government has plans to open Hume Station one day. When the station opened, sheer big one. Don't say ready, some say property agent words cannot be trusted. Let us move on. For those who took the leap of faith, today, this same property would fetch easily 2.2 million. A cool 69% gain in just 8 years. So much about freehold and 999 condo. How will 99 years condo fare in this case? In the past years, we have a few 99 years condo that are launched from URA GLS program. The first condo is the 99 years Kingsford Hillview Peak. It is located along Hillview Rise, minutes walks away from Hillview MRT station. This development has 512 units, the TOP in 2016. The other condo we would like to compare is just across the road. This is known as the Helio, and it's a mixed development above Hillview 2 Mall. There are 524 units, mainly 1 and 2 bedrooms. The TOP in 2016 is also on 99 years lease. What better way to compare them against Glendale Park, which is just next door? This is a freehold project next to the Hillview MRT station. There are 448 units and TOP in 2000. Here, we can see from the chart, the orange line is Kingsford Hillview Peak performance. Prices have increased by only 10% from launch in 2017. That is why I tell you, increase by 10% also make money. Singapore properties are very hard to lose money one. If you really lose money, then it's either you very heng. Next, the light blue line is the Helio. Prices have increased by 24% in 7 years. Not very impressive in my opinion. Mainly they are Mickey Mouse units. This means only singles, couples and investors will go for this. Families will surely give this condo a miss. Then, what about the freehold Glendale Park? Needless to say, it chong 61% due date. By the way, Glendale Park is very well maintained. This is a 5S organization project. Unit size are decent. It's next to MRT station plus freehold tenure. How to go wrong? Here, why is Kingsford Hillview Peak not doing very well? If you look into the profitable and unprofitable transactions, there are 102 profitable and 32 unprofitable ones. Even though they lose money, the losses are still manageable. Three as paying for rental. As for the Helio, it has a mixed basket of winners and losers. 113 winners and 23 losers. Some even lose more than 200,000. I really don't know what to say. I can only say, don't assume it's a mixed development. Sure make money. What can we learn from all this? Data has really shown that freehold and 999 years properties in District 23 outperform their peers in District 10 and 16. So the saying that this place is ulu and cannot make money is definitely fake news. However, the 99 years condos don't seem to be doing too well, based on historical transactions. Hopefully, with more new homes in this area fetching higher PSF, this may tilt the game to more profitable transactions ahead. Here, buying properties is like buying durian. We cannot assume that it's all bao jia just by looking at the surface. Sometimes look can be very deceiving. Why leh? Let me share with you a real example. More recently, I bought some Mao San Wang from a roadside store in JB. The uncle was selling it behind his car boot. The durian looked very small and looked like rejects to me. I was curious when I saw a crowd buying the fruits. So I kepo and bought a few too. Seriously, the durian are so fresh and delicious. It's one of the best I ever taste. Lesson learned. Some of the best lobangs are the old and ugly ones. Don't write them off. It will be foolish of you to think this way. Anyway, for Hillview owners who have plans to put up their properties for sale, be it landed or condos, I'll be more than happy to assist you. Thank you for watching. and see you around soon.